Well, in the states that have been locked down, restaurants, of course, the trade's been very quiet. Millions of hospitality staff have been out of work, and profits have been, well, non-existent for many. But with vaccination rates soon to reach the mandated targets, there's hope that the sector will soon be plating up again. Neil Perry is one of Australia's best-known chefs, and like all of us, he's been eating at home a lot over the past 18 months, and he's used that time to amass a collection of his favourite recipes, all brought together in a new book called Everything I Love to Cook. It couldn't be clearer than that. Neil Perry, welcome back to Breakfast.
Hi, Fran. How are you?
Well, thank you, Neil. How are you feeling? I'll get your cookbook in a minute, but now that we have a roadmap out of lockdown in Sydney, how optimistic are you about, you know, reopening the sector and your restaurants?
Yeah, look, I'm really excited about it. I think the government's got the balance right. I mean, you know, media's talking about Freedom Day on the 11th of October, but clearly Freedom Day is December the 1st on our roadmap. I know you're not quite there yet in Victoria, but, you know, we're opening cautiously. I think the 70% for vaccinated, I think then holding back for regional travel to 80% and then, you know, all freedoms at 90 and is a good thing. Hopefully we've got an opportunity to step our way out of this disaster better than almost any country in the world. And Australians are fabulously compliant. So, I mean, I would expect the rates to get up to 95% vaccination.
In terms of Australians being fabulously compliant, you know, you've been quite vocal about the importance of people getting the vaccine. You know, when some in the sector, I think when Matt Moran advertised the opening of his restaurants to vaccinated people, he got slammed by anti-vaxxers on social media.
Yeah,
also bought into that fight, I think. You worried about the periods of opening from, you know, the first date looks like it'll be October the 11th and then opening up significantly a couple of weeks after that? Are you worried about that period and trying to deal with people who are unvaccinated?
No, not really, Fran. I mean, look, there are health orders around it, so the government did the sensible thing. So under the state of emergency, they can bring in health orders, which they've done with, you know, mandating mask wearing and all the various things, you know, the 5 kilometre rules, all the stuff that you guys are experiencing down in Victoria. So it was important that there was mandated so that the businesses were protected. And I hope that unvaccinated people, and I think they will, recognise that we've got to step out of this slowly. I think the anti-vaxxers online, I mean, you know, I had a look at a lot of people who were screaming and yelling on my Instagram account. None of them had any followers. So if they're not brave enough to actually put their own name to it, they're just trolls. And so, you know, I don't engage with people who won't put their name to it. I'm happy for people who don't want to be vaccinated, but it's important that they put their hand up so we can have a discussion.
Yeah, your daughter Josephine was worried. She responded to the backlash on social media saying, "You're scaring me, you're scaring my staff, you're scaring my friends in the industry to reopen our doors. All we're doing is what the government will enforce us to do." It's not all trolls, we know that. And people, as you say, entitled to their views, but we also saw some pretty scary scenes on the streets of Melbourne last week and things can get out of hand. So it's a pretty heated situation
now. It is. I mean, she's 27 and very emotional. So, you know, I'm a lot older than that and I've seen the world go around several times. But the reality of it is I think in New South Wales, and I was really quite shocked by the union situation down in Melbourne and was of the view that, like many other commentators, that there was a lot of radical elements involved in that.
Okay.
And you guys have been through a hell of a lot more than what we've been through. I mean, my guys at Ropple Bar and Grill in Melbourne last year, I mean, the best thing about that was when you were locked down, Hope Delivery, our charity, was feeding people Riverside. So we were feeding 1,000 people a day. So we knew the impact that it was having on people down there. But I do think in New South Wales, you know, the situation will be that people mainly be compliant. I think it's great that businesses don't have to make the decision and don't actually then, you know, look after unvaccinated people and cause more outbreaks. I mean, the last thing we would want, Fran, is that 10,000 people a day getting infected and us going into another lockdown just before Christmas.
That is the last thing we will want. Let's talk about your cookbook, Neil, because it's huge. You plan to include 100 recipes in this book. You ended up with 230. And you're very, I've noted this morning already, you're very keen on a sandwich. There's an awful lot of sandwich recipes in this book.
Yeah, and if you follow me on Instagram, you'd know I eat a lot of them as well. So, look, I think they kind of represent a really wonderful experience, sandwiches. I mean, if you take really good bread and then some quality fillings and you put them together, it's really hard to have something more satisfying than a sandwich. So they're important in my life. I've eaten them my whole life, and certainly in my restaurants, I've actually focused in the bars, particularly on great burgers, great sandwiches. And bread is a really important thing that I focus on. As a matter of fact, I'm bringing your amazing, your Mike and Mia, who have Baker Blue down in Victoria, which I think is the best bakery in Melbourne. They're coming up to open in Sydney with me as a partner. And the only reason I'm really doing that is I just think they've got some of the best bread in the world, and that is the basis of a great sandwich or a fantastic meal. So, bread's important to me.
It's not all ritzy, though. I mean, the curried egg sandwich is a very humble thing. It took me back to my childhood. My mother used to specialise in them as well. My mother is also called Margaret, as yours is.
Oh, wonderful.
Was. Yes. So there's some very simple messages through the book too, isn't it? It's not all fancy cooking.
Yeah, no, it's all about, you know, like roasting a chook, getting a really nice high-quality free-range or organic chicken and roasting it beautifully. You know, great potatoes. I talk about up here the gourmet potato growers, but there's guys in Victoria doing the same thing, beautiful, regenerative, dark soil where the potatoes taste like real potatoes. So that's, you know, I say in the book, you know, that good cooking is about good shopping. And that really is what I honestly believe. And if you sort of shop with the season and you go for quality and you know, you don't need to be eating a half a kilo of meat at every sitting, but you know, you're better off to be doing meat a couple of times a week and buying quality, you know, humanely treated, environmentally friendly. So we've all got, you know, opportunities in our lives to make an impact, that's what we can do.
And now we've got armed with your weighty cookbook. If we ever get plunged into more snap lockdowns, we know what we can do. Turn to your cookbook, Neil. Thanks very much.
Pleasure, friend. See you
Neil
soon.
Perry. Bye. He's a chef, a restaurateur, and author of Everything I Love to Cook.